RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. Interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive.
Yes, a country boy can survive. So we're listening to Eric Clapton here in just a moment. I'll finish my Eric Clapton encounter. So he says, he was obviously Eric Clapton. And so I said, hey, have you got a minute? And he said, sure. And we stood and talked there in the health food store holding our yogurts. And he signed a shopping bag for me, Eric Clapton, which I gave to my guitarist brother. And I realized I was talking to the most famous guitarist in the world, and also somebody I really admired for political reasons. Eric, well, I'll describe that in just a moment. And, I'll describe it right now, why I admired him. Eric Clapton, as a musician on the stage, had praised a speech by the British parliamentarian Enoch Powell, and this was, what year was it? I'll recover that for you. But it was, and it's called the Rivers of Blood speech, in which Enoch Powell, one of the greatest men in British history, a brilliant, brilliant scholar, brilliant, incredible, a man of incredible achievement in British history, a giant, he had stood up in Parliament, or no, in Birmingham, and he made a speech, later named the Rivers of Blood speech, for a phrase that he used. He said, if we don't, and this is back in like, in the era of 1967, way back then, Enoch Powell saw that the immigration invasion of non-European peoples was going to destroy European civilization and lead to rivers of blood. And he said that in the speech. He said, we have to stop this invasion. And can you imagine how Enoch Powell is spinning in his grave right now, seeing how accelerated the invasion has become? But now, getting to Eric Clapton, he was at a concert, and he said from the stage that he endorsed that Enoch Powell was right. Wow, did that take guts? And that tells us who the man Eric Clapton is. And lo, these many years later, he's still that same man, who sees what you see, who is a patriot. Now, listen to his song that he just released called This Has Gotta Stop. And see if you can make out the lyrics, because he's saying in this song, hey, yeah, Enoch Powell was right. Not speaking about immigration this time and the invasion, speaking about our loss of freedom with the China virus and the vaccination tyranny. Sing it, Eric. Did it.
Since I've got to stop, nothing's enough. I can't take this BS any longer. It's gone far enough. If you wanna claim my soul, you'll have to come and break down this door. I knew that something was going on wrong when you started laying down the law. I can't move my hands, I break out in sweat. I wanna cry, I can't take it anymore.
Forgive me for interrupting that greatest guitarist. He says, I can't move my hands anymore. I break out in a sweat. He's referring to the fact that he himself got suckered and took the AstraZeneca vaccine and had a terrible reaction to it. Couldn't move his hands, broke out in a sweat. He experienced. That's what he's referring to.
This has got to stop. Enough is enough. I can't take this BS any longer. Stop firing up. If you want to claim my soul, you'll have to come and break down this door. I've been around a long, long time. Seen it all, and I'm used to being free. I know who I am, try to do what's right. So lock me up, throw away the key. But this has got to stop, enough is enough. I can't take this BS any longer. It's gone far enough. If you want to claim my soul, you'll have to come and break down this door.
To the bridge. Now, I think, actually, let me pause it right here, because I think, I don't think Eric Clapton would ever give us trouble and copyright problems, but so I won't play the whole song. He'll come back to the lyrics earlier, and maybe later in the show we'll play the end of the song, and then there's no copyright problem. But that's Eric Clapton, and that's beautiful. And there's a whole movement in Britain now to this has got to stop. And a resistance, a civil, peaceful, but loud. You know, you can call people pieces of crap. It's not violence. They are pieces of crap. And that's what free speech means. Calling somebody a POS, I like that term. That's what free speech is. I love the George Carlin routine on free speech. You know, and he makes the point, free speech is not about, you know, your right to say things other people agree with or that are nice. That's not what free speech is. Free speech is your absolute, absolute freedom. It's the same freedom you have over your body. They're the same thing. You don't have the freedom to do with your body what Anthony Fauci tells you to do. That's not freedom. And you don't have the freedom to say what the FCC says you can say. And think about it, folks. You know, we know the whole government's controlled by communists. Deep staters, you think they exempted the FCC? Do you think these communists are like clueless and they don't, in their nightly feverish connivings, they forgot the FCC, that it would be important to control the Federal Communication Commission? That might be important. What do communists know? They know this in the cradle. They know controlling speech is absolutely key. Muzzling free speech is absolutely key. They're ergo controlling the Federal Communication Commission is absolutely essential. You can't let free-thinking, patriotic, decent people be on the Federal Communications Commission. No. So pleasing them? You going to try that as a tactic? Pleasing the communists? Bend over. All right. I'll put out the call again with our call in 512-248-8252. If you want to call in, and I'll put you on the air as soon as I see you. And By the way, I've upgraded. This should be an enhancement to the show. I've significantly upgraded all of my equipment here at my extensive studio up in North Dakota, so that I have much more robust and more of them computers around me. Right now, I've got three big screens around me, and I've got much bigger network adapters, so I've got a much faster signal. There should be much less dropout and interruption. So going forward, I think we've got more in our arsenal here, our technical arsenal, to defeat our enemies' efforts to prevent our speech from going out, your speech. So just a little update there on what we've got. And down in Round Rock, which is where the Republic Broadcasting Network is, Round Rock, Texas. That's where they're spending money, is on equipment and connections. John Stapmiller, the guy who created RBN, he needs fuel, which is your money. Send your money to Republic Broadcasting. And all the Patriot networks that you know of that are fighting against this communist onslaught. And by the way, I think it looks really bad. I think it looks much worse than it did when Enoch Powell made his Rivers of Blood speech. When was that? Let me just see. The Rivers of Blood speech made by Parliament member, MP, Enoch Powell on April 20th, 1968, to a meeting of the Conservative Political Center in Birmingham, UK. He actually didn't use the phrase rivers of blood. Here's his expression. And I'm wondering if there is a recording of the speech. If there is, I'll play it for you. But he said, the expression rivers of blood did not appear in the speech, but is an allusion to a line from Virgil's Aeneid, which he quoted, and here is Virgil. Wish I could read it in Latin. Wouldn't that be cool? If I had it to read, I would. As I look ahead, I am filled with foreboding. Like the Roman, I seem to see the river Tiber foaming with much blood. The speech caused a political storm, making Powell one of the most talked about and divisive politicians in the country. And notice, this is all, of course, it's all pejorative language, because I'm reading this from Wikipedia. They hate Enoch Powell. They hate me. They hate you. So if they're going to write an article about any of us, it's all going to be full of lies and attack. And leading to his controversial dismissal from the shadow cabinet by Conservative Party leader Edward Heath, who's a coward, a rhino. According to most accounts, the popularity of Powell's perspective on immigration, that's Trump's perspective also, may have been a decisive factor in the Conservative Party's surprise victory in the 1970 general election, a la the surprise 2016 victory by Donald Trump, who lit a bonfire with his speeches. Let me just see if there's another little interesting thing about him. Let's see. No, this is too detailed for this show. But he was a Trump figure, 68? So that's 32 plus 42. That's 50 years before Donald Trump. In 68, Donald Trump was 22 years old. You might have heard of that speech at the time. And he said, as I look ahead, I'm now reading the longer quote. As I look ahead, I am filled with foreboding, like the Roman. And he's referring to Virgil as the Roman. I seem to see, quote, the river Tiber foaming with much blood. That tragic and intractable phenomenon which we watch with horror on the other side of the Atlantic, but which there is interwoven with the history and existence of the states itself. So he's referring to us and our problems with mass immigration, is coming upon us here by our own volition. In other words, we're doing it to ourselves and our own neglect. Indeed, it has all but come in numerical terms. It will be of American proportions long before the end of the century. That's the 20th century. Only resolute and urgent action will avert it even now. Whether there will be the public will to demand and obtain that action, I do not know. All I know is that to see and not to speak would be the great betrayal. Oh, that's eloquent. And you'll notice in Donald Trump's Krasinski Square Warsaw speech in 2017, he says those same words, in effect, whether there will be the public will to demand and obtain that action, I do not know. Donald Trump says it this way. He says, the question is, do we in the West have the will to survive? And maybe I'll find you the exact quote before the end of the show. Like during a break, I might be able to find it. You know, I'll tell you what, I think I can get away with playing a little more of Eric Clapton here, because we got through the break, or the bridge. Let's see how he ends the song. This is the first time, by the way, I've heard the song. I'm listening to it for the first time, just like you.
Thinking of my kids, what's left for them, and then what's coming down the road. The light in the tunnel, the beat of southbound train. Lord, please help them below. This has gotta stop. Enough is enough. I can't take this BS any longer. Stop fighting now. You wanna claim my soul? You'll have to come and break down this door. This has gotta stop. Enough is enough. I can't take this BS any longer. Stop fighting now. You wanna claim my soul? You'll have to come and break down this door.
That was Eric Clapton. And how famous is Eric Clapton, which makes this song? How famous is this song? How important is this song? Okay, when I type into a search, again, the damn Wikipedia, but when I type a search, the word, just type in the word Eric. Eric. What do I get? Eric Clapton. I'm sure there are a few other Erics in the world, but that's how famous Eric Clapton is. Eric Patrick Clapton, born 30 March 1945. So he's a year and a couple months older than Donald Trump, who was born in June of 46. I was born in June of 48. English rock, blues, guitarist, singer, songwriter, referred to as one of the most important and influential guitarists of all time. Clapton ranked second in Rolling Stone's list of the 100 greatest guitarists of all time and fourth in Gibson's top 50 guitarists of all time. And joined the Yardbirds in 1963. Played with John Mayall and the Blues Breakers in 65. And then this is what I remember from my, I remember all that, but most strongly I remember the band Cream, which was when I was graduating from high school, with Ginger Baker and Jack Bruce. And I'm trying to remember, boy, it's been so many years. I think I heard them live. Cream broke up in 1968. I think I did hear them live. Well, I'm gonna have to think about that. We forget something like that. Boy, you gotta you have to meditate on that. Let's see here. And how many of you heard his song "Tears in Heaven"? What a song! After his little four-year-old boy fell from a skyscraper in New York City to his death. That's one of the most powerful songs anybody's ever written. And he has sold more than 280 million records, one of the highest totals of all time. And so he's now, you heard him singing at age 76, which I think is Donald Trump's age. Just a moment ago. And there you go. He has five children. So, all righty, let's go to some stories here. Let's go to the president. And here's a statement from the president. You know, I give you DonaldJTrump.com, that's where you want to go. He's not writing too many messages usually on Saturday and Sunday. You know, bless his heart, he's taking it a little bit easier on Saturday and Sunday. But Monday through Friday, he is a message-writing tornado. And here's one that he wrote on August 25th, which would be 29, 28, Wednesday or Thursday. Biden is destroying America. His policies have created a living national nightmare. He has surrendered our energy independence, sabotaged the economy, surged violent crime, caved to China, crushed our citizens instead of the virus, created the single greatest humiliation in our history in Afghanistan, stranded thousands of our citizens overseas at the whim of Islamic extremists, and left a wide open border to deadly drugs, vicious crime, and unlimited illegal immigration at home. Exclamation mark. He's making the same comment that Enoch Powell was making in 1968. I created the most secure border in history, writes our president. Biden has created the single most catastrophic border disaster in history, by far. And then I'm going to skip a little bit for sake of time. And then the president says that Biden must reinstate the remain in Mexico policy, which Donald Trump so successfully created. But I think Donald Trump knows this probably better than I do. Biden isn't going to take anybody's advice. He's not. The only solution to Biden is to get rid of Biden, to force him to resign, to expel him in 2024. And of course, his resignation would be followed by the ascendance of an even worse person, possibly, if that's possible, in Camel Nose Harris. And if you're not happy with Camel Nose Harris, who's next in line? You know who's next in line after Camel Nose Harris? Could there be someone worse than the Camel Nose herself? Yes, there could. Nancy Pelosi, as the president refers to her, crazy Nancy Pelosi. I mean, that trio right there, I mean, talk about, you know, the Yankees used to have Murderers Row, with Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig, and I forget who the third was in the Murderers Row. That was a good Murderers Row. This one, Biden, Harris, Pelosi, wow. Three real, to use the president's term, killers. Oh, man. So now what we have to do, ladies and gentlemen, just to give you a ray of hope. This show is dedicated to doing that, giving you a ray of hope. We got to hang on by our fingernails for one more year. November's almost here, and at that point, we will have just one year to hold our breath and hang on and fight like hell until the 2022 congressional elections and Senate elections. Don't forget those. There is a distinct possibility that patriots could win in the House, even a possibility that we could take another Senate seat, giving us a majority. We have 50 seats now, 50-50 in the Senate. One more seat, we take back the Senate. Either one, either body, if the Republicans control either body, and if they can throttle the rhinos like Romney and Liz Cheney. Now, we won't have to throttle Liz Cheney because she won't be back in the House. The citizens of Wyoming will throw her out in the primary. And if you citizens there in Wyoming don't do that, God help you. That's if you don't have the brains to get rid of Liz Cheney, ouch. Wyoming is almost a neighbor state here to North Dakota, and it's the same kind of people there in Wyoming as are here in North Dakota. Please, please don't send Liz Cheney back to the House of Representatives. That's the daughter of Dick Cheney. Remember him? Yellow cake, weapons of mass destruction. Dick Cheney, the lying sack of POS. Yes, that Dick Cheney. George Bush's vice president, another POS rhino creep who hates Donald Trump to this day, right now. Dick Cheney, who's now 80, I believe, and George Bush, they're doing everything they can do, pulling every string they can pull, making every phone call they can make to derail the Trump phenomenon train. These rhinos, and the president has called it correctly when he has said, maybe a bigger problem than the communist Democrats may be the rhino Republicans. They may, because that's an enemy inside our camp, inside the walls. And we've had that enemy for all of us listening to this show, however young or old you may be, we have had that enemy for the entirety of our lives because these rhinos go back to World War II. And perhaps before, but I know for certain that the rhinos had made their appearance by the end of World War II and have actually controlled the Republican Party with very brief interludes since then. Little glimpses of light here and there. But the Mitch McConnells, the John McCains, the George Bush seniors, the George Bush juniors, they have controlled the Republican Party. Ronald Reagan was pretty good on some things, but he certainly was no Donald Trump. He wasn't half the man Donald Trump is. And my little anecdote story on Ronald Reagan is I actually got to shake his hand, and in a reception line. Well, he was well. Those were the days after he gave a speech in Kansas City. He was on the campaign trail, I believe. After he gave a speech in Kansas City, Missouri, I got up to the front of the rope there, and he and his wife came down the line shaking hands, and I can remember the feeling. He has a big hand. I can remember his big hand holding my much smaller hand, and I can't forget that. I actually shook Ronald Reagan's hand. Those were the days. Can't do that anymore. You might get a germ. We'll be right back. Everybody thought that they'd breathe their last, except John.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
big job.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John, Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much, he kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, he just said hi to Big John.
Big John. That's Big Bad Donald John Trump, that is. And here's a little bit of bad news. Not bad, but just an absence of good news. I always want to bring to you folks news of the next great Trump rally, a place to which you can repair, and however far the rally may be, it's some hopeful thing that you can go. If you haven't attended a Trump rallies yet, you are going to do it. I say to every one of you listening to my voice, you will attend a Trump rally. You will not consider your life complete. You have failed to do this, and there will be many a Trump rally as we go forward to his reelection in November of 2024, and he will be reelected. Of course, I'm whistling past the graveyard. I know that, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, like You've got to be positive. You have to tell the troops they're going to win. You can't tell them they're going to lose. So he will win in 2024. And between now and then, there will be Trump rallies all over the place. I think President Trump, I shouldn't even refer to him as just Trump. He is our president. I'm thinking he may innovate and hold some rallies in red states, in blue states, that is. He'll hold many in red states. But in blue states, he will hold some rallies in places like California and New York, Illinois. I think he'll hold, without perhaps much intent, really, of carrying those states. But just to make the point, wouldn't it be wonderful if all of these communists on the news and in the communist Democrat Party and so on, how would they handle it if Donald Trump flew out to California, held a rally attended by 150,000 people? And by the way, that would be easy for him to attain. I talked about the Lynyrd Skynyrd concert in 1977 in Oakland, the Oakland Coliseum. They packed it. They filled it. Donald Trump could pack that or any other stadium in California. But probably he would want to do as he did in Alabama, there in Cummings, Alabama. Hold it in the outdoors, maybe on some sloping ground so that the ground slopes upward as a sort of natural amphitheater. And, you know, 100,000, 200,000 people spread out semi-circularly around his speaking platform. He could be raised up high enough that most people could see him. And then he's got those jumbotrons. He had three jumbotrons in Alabama so that even people in the back could see a jumbotron. And wouldn't it shock the left to see that Donald Trump I assure you, there are more Trump supporters. Okay, question. Which state has more Trump supporters than any other? I already know the answer to this question. I don't need to see any survey, polling, whatever. I would bet my life on it. Which state has more Trump supporters than any other? Oh, I know the answer. California. Yes, California is by far the biggest state. And it doesn't have the biggest percentage of Trump supporters, but it has more Trump supporters than any other state. So they could put the biggest Trump crowd possible would actually be in California. Second would be Texas? Texas and Florida probably tied. He could get a huge crowd in upstate New York. He could have, instead of Woodstock, he could have Trump stock in upstate New York. And he could have a crowd the same size as Woodstock. At Trump stock. Outdoors, same idea. All right, let's go to, I pulled up Enoch Powell's Rivers of, called the Rivers of Blood speech, but he didn't use that phrase. He says, this is pulled out from the middle of the speech, which is a short speech. He says, to the immigrant, entry to this country, referring to Britain, is admission to privileges and opportunities eagerly sought. But the impact upon the existing population, that's you, ladies and gentlemen, is very different. For reasons which they could not comprehend, and in pursuance of a decision by default on which they were never consulted, they found themselves, that's you, you folks out there, found yourselves made strangers in your own country. They found their wives unable to obtain hospital beds in childbirth, their children unable to obtain school places, their homes and neighborhoods changed beyond recognition, their plans and prospects for the future defeated. At work, they found that employers hesitated to apply to the immigrant worker the standards of discipline and competence required of the native-born worker. They began to hear, as time went by, more and more voices which told them that they were now the unwanted. Boy, are you hearing that now? Just let's just think about it. Enoch Powell, I forget what year he died. He spoke that in Birmingham, Alabama was named for Birmingham, England, because of course our ancestors named, you know, Carolina is named for King Charles, Maryland for Queen Mary, New York for the city of York, from which the immigrants, the colonists, departed, and so on, etc. Plymouth, same story, Plymouth Rock. Jamestown, King James. Virginia, I think, is a reference to the Virgin Queen. Queen Elizabeth I. Anybody who knows better, correct me. But 1968, Donald Trump is now saying the same things. 21, that's 53 years ago. Enoch Powell saw into the future. Oh, boy. And he speculated that maybe it's too late. Even then, in 68, he was saying, has it gone so far that we can't recover? Wow. So, of course, we have to really worry now, 53 years later. Are we going to make it? All righty. Let's go here to... let's go to some good news. I don't have this up on my screen, but the Japanese headline is wonderful. I'll see if I can't find this story, but this is really good news, folks, because this is what been, you know, you'll remember, I don't know, gosh, it was more than a year ago, Kelso, on this show, you know, I was endlessly go over the China virus numbers, and I was trying to make the point that the exceptions that we will see through their lie by looking for cracks in their story, looking for the gaps. And I found those gaps in places like the nation of Sweden. And those gaps still exist. Even according to the current fudged, phony data, you can still see that Sweden has far less China virus than other nations, which locked down. Japan or Sweden didn't lock down. Nations that are highly vaccinated, Sweden is very little vaccinated. Sweden has less disease, death, hospitalization than, and forget about number of cases, folks. The China virus is engineered, yes, it's engineered, bioweapon, so it's worse than the standard cold. But for young people that get it, it's a cold. It's a flu with some things that are not flu-like, like Eric Clapton not being able to move his hands, not being able, paralyzed. Have you seen the videos of people who got Bell's palsy on camera? People who were talking on camera, then all of a sudden half of their face stopped working like that. Wow. Did you see the video of the health minister of Denmark? I can't play her, you know. You have to see the video. I can't push it through your microphone, your speaker, but the health minister, a young, attractive Danish woman, aren't they all, standing at the microphone, or should we say, weren't they all, back when Denmark was just Denmark. Remember, that was the first European country I ever set foot in, was Copenhagen. And my God, I thought I had... Was I 17 at the time? I thought if I was 18, I had just turned 18. When I stepped off my Scandinavian SAS airliner, and we had landed back in those days, 65, we landed mid-route in Greenland, if you can believe it. They didn't have jets that could fly from LA to Copenhagen. They have those now. They had to refuel in some remote place in Greenland. And I think we actually got out of the jet while they refueled and walked around. When I got out of that plane in Copenhagen back in 65, I thought I was in the promised land. I was in heaven. This Danish girls were obviously, that's where my interest was. For you gals, would have been the Danish guys. It was like a vision of heaven. But anyway, that was then, this is now. I don't know what Denmark looks like now, but all those beautiful Danes are still there, but they're not alone anymore. Anyway, the Danish health minister is standing at the podium announcing the wonderful vaccine which she has just received and which she wants all Danes to receive. And she keels over. Now, by the way, what's that sound you're hearing? You know, it's coming even here. It's somebody walking down the street carrying a big boombox, playing garbage music. Anyway, you can actually hear it across the street. It's wonderful here in North Dakota. By the way, if you're thinking of moving to a state where America is still great again, put North Dakota on your candidate list. You would not believe what's happening here in North Dakota. I mean, that's really odd to hear somebody playing loud music in my neighborhood. It's so quiet. You hear the birds, you hear the insects, you know, the butterflies. Oh, God, so beautiful. Anyway, I just like to sit in my backyard and just gaze at the wonder of the sky and at night watch the meteors. Anyway, the North Dakota, you walk around a parking lot with a lot of cars at some store in North Dakota, license plates, and just pay attention to the license plates. This has changed dramatically. 10 years ago, you didn't see this. California, lots of California license plates. Are you kidding? That's 2,200 miles away. Lots of Pennsylvania, New York, New Jersey, Illinois. I mean, lots of these plates. Alaska. Alaska is as far away as California, maybe even a little further. State of Washington. Even Florida. Lots of Florida plates. Lots of Florida plates up here. Lots of Texas plates. Lots of Tennessee plates. What else do you see? I've seen every state. And like California, and I know California plates since I used to live there. I can spot a California plate, you know, a block away, half a block away. There's so many numbers and letters on the plate, 8 all the way across the plate, because there's so many people in California. You can spot that cursive California at the top of that plate, half a block. They're everywhere. In Florida, you can spot that orange middle of the Florida plate. I used to live there in Florida. Used to live in Tennessee. Used to live in Missouri. Used to live in where all have I lived? I've lived in a lot of places. Louisiana. Oh yeah, I was there for a while. Kansas. Anyway. I wish I could find that Japanese story. Mitt Romney, here are some random stories. Mitt Romney blames Trump for Biden's Afghanistan crisis. Go, Mitt, you piece of garbage. Here's a good headline. FBI agent tried to profit financially from knowledge of Michigan governor kidnapping plot. Ooh, that's interesting, which was entirely the work of the FBI. Boy, they dropped that like a hot potato, didn't they? FBI's not talking much about the so-called plot to kidnap Gretchen Whitmer, which they organized, and the same people in that same FBI team then organized the January 6th FBI effort to frame Donald Trump with a so-called Capitol break-in that they staged. Nice work, and they won't release the video. I wonder why. 14,000, is it 14,000 hours? Or is it 1,400 hours? Some god-awful amount that no one could ever watch all of it. It would take you a year to watch all the video they have. They won't release any of it. But the video is the evidence. The video is the evidence. If you want to know what happened, they have cameras every 10 feet in the Capitol. You could listen to and watch every conversation, every single step that was taken by every single person. If there was a riot in the Capitol, if there was a break-in, but no. Nancy Communist Pelosi, she's, and Chuck Communist Schumer, they're not going to release that video. Oh, no. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Set out
Okay, we're back, folks. We only have a couple minutes of the show left, so I don't want to. Very commonly, I start a new topic near the end of the show and have to interrupt myself abruptly. We only have a few minutes left. You know, one thing that's going on that fits in with the theme of the show is how the left, the communists, have discovered, they've found their silver bullet, pardon the pun here in a moment, in healthcare. That's the wrong word, isn't it? In medical dictatorship, healthcare. They aren't interested in health, I'll tell you that. Medical dictatorship. They found the soft underbelly where we're pretty darn defenseless. This is a front, you know. This is a hole in our lines that they're exploiting. So here's a little play, just maybe a minute or two of a clip of Rochelle Walensky. You know, if you don't spot a communist in her, you don't have eyes for communism. Rochelle Walensky, the director of the Centers for Disease Control, really. I think it should be the Centers for Control via Disease. They just got those that acronym jumbled there. Should be the CCD, Center for Control via Disease. Here she is. She's talking about she's going to do... Now, she's going to have the Centers for Disease Control do gun research to protect America's health by protecting us from guns. Listen to this communist.
Now, in a stunning turn, the current director of the CDC is announcing a plan to reduce gun violence, sharing it exclusively with CNN.
This is actually a stunning moment that a director of the CDC is even talking about this issue, is even using the word guns. It hasn't happened in years and years. Every day we turn on the news and there are more young people dying. I swore to the president and to this country that I would protect your health. This is clearly one of those moments, one of those.
There it is, see. I'm going to protect your health. I'm going to destroy the military. The FDA is going to destroy the military by requiring vaccinations of our soldiers, wrecking our army. A medical assault. All the best men are going to quit the military. Then the possibility exists if the vaccines and the booster shots. Now, Fauci, he's unelected, highest paid person in the federal government, $400,000 a year, I think it is, forever director of vaccination and director of ghoulish Dr. Frankenstein, Fauchenstein, so-called medicine. Booster shots every 8 months, and you know, remember, it's always moving goalposts. 8 months, you go, okay, he'll change it to 6. Then they'll make it every month. Then they'll make it a daily. Then they'll put you on an IV. You'll have to carry a little cart around with a drip going into your veins, or maybe an implanted thing that dispenses medicines from a drone above you. That activates a release of medications into your system to control you. That's what communism is, control of you. Here's this communist, Rochelle Walensky.
Those issues that is harming America's health. But there's a reason why your predecessors didn't address it.
Well, we have to. Well, we've got a sentence or two of her in. We'll see you next week. I am really hoping that Donald Trump will announce his next rally so I can share that with you in our meeting in the Trump Clubhouse next Sunday, same time, same station. Thanks for joining us. See you then. Don't stop
believing. Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. its database of products not kosher certified, is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcast.